Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello everybody, this is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Torah Life Ministries. Torah is the first five books of the Bible, starting in Genesis, which is the foundation of all scripture. And we'll talk a little about that today, but I want to welcome you to the show and thank you for taking some time to listen to me. Well, today on the show, I want to talk about a topic that I hear a question quite often when I tell Christians or believers in Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, that they should be following the complete Bible, the original and the renewed covenant, also known as the Old and the New Testament. And often I get some Christians telling me that they no longer believe that they have to follow the original covenant or the Old Testament. They say things like the law was nailed to the cross, or they say things we're no longer under the law. Well, I've had many other previous radio shows where I've addressed those topics specifically, and on my website I get into scriptures like that explaining why the word law is a really poor translation, because what it really is Torah. But even Torah might be a bad translation, because many people get confused and believe the Torah is a Jewish thing. It's not a Jewish thing, folks. It's a Bible thing. But a good translation would be guidelines and instructions, because that's what it comes down to, and that's what it is. It's the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. So if somebody says we're not saved by the law, well, of course we're not. We're saved by the blood of Messiah. If somebody says we're not saved by the Torah, well, Torah is the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. Now, what if somebody says we're not saved by the guidelines and instructions of our Creator? And you think about, well, what is salvation? Yes, we have eternal salvation through our Messiah, Yeshua, and His blood, Him dying for us, shedding His blood so we can be set free. Hallelujah. But when we think about somebody saying, I no longer need to follow the guidelines and instructions of my Father, our King, that's like me saying, I have children, and I'm doing my best so my kids are safe as they can be. Just like my parents and your parents did the best for us so we could be safe. So that's like saying, well, I'm not saved by keeping the guidelines and instructions of my Creator. Well, you know what? If there's a speeding highway and your mother or father tells you not to cross that street because you're guaranteed to get hit by a car, yes, you are saved by following their guidelines and instructions. So when we think about salvation, there's different types of salvation. And I tell people, I don't keep the guidelines and instructions of my Heavenly Father to be saved. I have that through Yeshua, the one you call Jesus. But I keep them because I am saved, because He died for me. I know He cares for me. He gave His Son to die for me and shed His blood for me and set me free. I know He knows me better than I know myself. He said He formed me in the womb. He created a heavy hair on my head and the plans for me for a future and a hope and not disaster. Now, if I try to do it my own way and forget about His guidelines and instructions, I'm asking for trouble. And it's going to come in a bad way, in a way I don't want to deal with it. I listen to Him because I know He's smarter than I am. And He's given me the guidelines and instructions in the Bible. And for somebody to say, we no longer have to follow those guidelines and instructions, well, what in the world would you say you're reading the Bible for? What in the world you would say you're doing anything for? You know, Yeshua dying for us is not the end of our journey. It's the beginning. So that's what we need to understand, folks. And that's what I want to make people realize. I don't do this to point a finger or get people upset. I do this because I love you and I am a sinner just like you. And the only difference is I've learned to hate sin, because I've learned sin is transgression of the law. And I know my Creator, my Heavenly Father, wants me to keep His guidelines and instructions, not live against them. And I know when I make a mistake or when I mess up, that's where grace comes in and that's where mercy comes in. But I know also if I willfully continue to live against His guidelines and instructions, I am asking for trouble. And I know by keeping the guidelines and instructions, I am truly blessed, because that's what it says in the scriptures. He says, if you want all to go well with you, keep my guidelines and instructions, also known as the Torah and many times mistakenly referred to as the law. And it goes on to say, if you do not follow my guidelines and instructions, curses will come upon you. Now, our idea of all will be well with you and curses is different than what the Bible definition does of it. But there's still a similarity until we know what it means, that all will be well with us, things will be good, things will be okay. It's a future and a hope. And curses isn't necessarily maybe what we think of curses, but still, it's not a good thing. And if we're not following his guidelines and instruction, good things are not happening. So we need to follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, folks. We need to do it so all will be well with us. We need to do it because he asked us to do it. And our Creator cares about us more than we care about ourselves. And we care about our children more than we care about ourselves. That's why we'll go anything and out of our way to make sure our kids are safe. And that's why our Creator has given us these guidelines and instructions and repeats them over and over again in the scripture. And he didn't change them. He doesn't change. He said, these are important for you to do before, present, and in the future. These are good for all your generations. So we're going to talk about that on the show today. And if you have any comments or questions, I'll give my phone number out at the end of the show, my website. You already have it, TorahLifeMinistries.org. And that's www.Torah, T-O-R-A-H, LifeMinistries.org. Now, somebody asked me the other day, they said that they do not have to keep the guidelines and instructions of the Old Testament. Or, well, what they really said was, we don't need to keep the commandments of the Old Testament because they're not Jewish. That's what they told me. They said they're not Jewish, so they don't have to keep the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. That's like, you know, I have a friend who's Irish, and his kids are Irish. That's like his kid growing up and coming to me and says, I don't have to listen to my father because I'm not Jewish. What does that have to do with anything? It doesn't matter if you're Irish or Jewish or anything else. They're important guidelines and instructions for your health. They don't change. That example I gave you earlier with the car running across the highway and all the cars coming across the street and you running across the street and getting hit possibly by a car. It doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter where you're from. It doesn't matter what ethnicity you are. You are in great danger if you don't follow his guidelines and instructions. And if you follow his guidelines and instructions, you'll be safe. Nowhere in the Bible does it say, this set of people, this is what it's good for you. And this other set of people, this is what's good for you. No, the Bible says, to my people, this is what is good for you. And he gives us those instructions. He gives us that knowledge. And it goes on further to even say, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So if we lack those guidelines and instructions, we are in greater danger. So he says, have that, the knowledge that I'm giving you, read it, study it, and learn it. So the person comes to me and said, they continue to say foolish things like they say, the laws in the Bible were for Israel. And I'm not Israel, so I don't need to follow the commandments. Again, folks, you're not getting a good concept of the Bible, of our Creator, of Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, if you believe something like that. Again, you know, if you told your child not to touch a burning stove and your child was able enough to talk and said, you know what, I'm not Israel, so I could touch the burning stove. That's how ludicrous it sounds. When somebody says, well, I'm not Israel, I don't follow the guidelines and instructions of the Creator who created me, who knew every hair on my head before I was born. So we have two major issues here, and that's what we're going to look at today. One issue is there's obviously an identity crisis, and the other major issue is, you know, which law or which guideline or which instructions should we be following, or should anyone be following him? So we're going to look at these two things. And the first one we're going to look at is identity crisis. So when we think about identity crisis, we could see that clearly there's an issue because Christians today are referring to themselves often as Gentiles. If you are a Christian and referring to yourself as a Gentile, you have a clear identity crisis. Because a Christian is not a Gentile. A Gentile means, you know, many people mistakenly think it means non-Jewish. No, that's not what it means. A Gentile means non-believer or heathen. It means pagan. So how could you be a pagan believer? That's what you're saying when you're saying you're a Gentile believer or you're a Gentile. No, Gentile means I want nothing to do with our Creator. I don't want anything to do with his son Yeshua who died for me. That's what Gentile means. You're not a Gentile. What happens is, when you believe in Yeshua, you transform and you now become part of Israel according to the Bible. If you truly are a Gentile, you should want nothing to do with the scriptures. You should want nothing to do with the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, known as the Torah, often referred to as the law. So Gentiles truly don't need the law because they're not believers. But when you accept Yeshua as Messiah, now you're saying, I am a believer. I've crossed over and now I am Israel. I'm part of Israel. And everything that our Creator gave Israel, the instructions for Israel, I am part of Israel, and they are also me as well. If Yeshua, the one you call Jesus Messiah, you are his follower. And to be his follower, you should have a desire to hear his voice and to listen and obey. And our wonderful Creator taught the guidelines and instructions. And Yeshua taught the guidelines and instructions from our wonderful Creator. And we need to listen to, learn, keep, and teach the guidelines and instructions as well. Now, of the guidelines and instructions, which ones do we need to keep and to talk about and to teach others? Well, we're going to get to that in this show, but I just want people to get out of this identity crisis. So let's look at this. Like myself, I am a Jewish believer, a Jewish person who's accepted Yeshua, the one you call Jesus. Now, many times people often refer to somebody like me as a completed Jewish person. But there's really two ways to identify a Jewish person who believes in our Creator. I already told you about a non-Jewish person would be a Gentile who now has accepted Yeshua, and now they are no longer a Gentile, they are Israel. But a Jewish person that accepts Yeshua is often referred to as one of two things. One of them would be a Jew for Jesus, or the other one would be a Messianic Jewish person. Now, these are two different things. They're not the same. A Jewish person for Jesus, what they have done is they're Jewish and they've accepted Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. But what has happened is they've left the guidelines and instructions of our Creator and they've joined the ideas of modern Christianity, believing they no longer need to keep the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. So now they're leaving their covenant, they're leaving their protection, they're leaving their possibility of obtaining blessings and saying they believe in Yeshua Messiah, but they're not doing what Yeshua Messiah said. That is not me, folks, and that is not you. Now, a Messianic Jewish person is somebody different. That's saying, I'm a Jewish person, and I am going to continue to follow the guidelines and instructions that this Yeshua, the Messiah who died for me, who I now believe in, I am going to listen to his voice. And what he told me to follow was the Torah, the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, and that's what I'm going to do. So he's not leaving the identity of the Torah or the guidelines and instructions of the original covenant, often referred to as the Old Testament. What he's doing is he's embracing it, but he's completing that by embracing Yeshua, our wonderful King, our Messiah. That's what's happening, folks. So here's where the confusion comes in, and this is why it's a problem. Most Messianic believers, or all Messianic believers, practice and keep the guideline instructions of our Creator known as the Torah, which contains things like the Sabbath, the feast, the dietary laws, and so on. So because they're keeping this, and most Jewish people keep these things, the guideline instructions of our Creator, many people think they're a Jewish thing. But it's not a Jewish thing, folks. It's a Bible thing. That's what we got to understand. And that's what we got to get away from. So when you start keeping the Torah or the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, you're not becoming Jewish. Not at all. You're fulfilling what our Creator told you to do. So when we understand that, it's not a Jewish thing or a Christian thing. It's a biblical thing, folks. The commandments weren't only even given to the Jewish people. The commandments were given to all of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel, and Judah was only one of them. But it's just a misunderstanding today because people really are just following what's popular and not looking into the crowd. So when a non-Jewish person, often called a Gentile, accepts Yeshua Messiah, as I said, they are no longer a Gentile. So that's what you have to understand. And stop referring to yourself as a Gentile. Believing Gentile is an oxymoron. You now become the Commonwealth of Israel. And all of the guidelines and instructions that help us to obtain the blessings by following them. It's not about keeping them or else. No, it's about following them to be blessed. Now you have an opportunity to fulfill those guidelines and instructions so you can receive those blessings. And we're not doing it because we get the blessings. We're doing it because our wonderful Creator told us to do so. Ask us, it's his will for us. He asks us to please, would you follow my guidelines and instructions? It's not about Jewish, it's not about Gentile, anything else. It's about believers obeying scripture. That's what it's about. I often like to say, folks, it's not where you came from, but it's where you're heading. You know, since Gentile means non-believer, why would a non-believer want anything to do with our Creator's instructions or anything of our Creator? He wouldn't, and you shouldn't. But you're no longer a Gentile. You're now part of the family. That's what happens when we truly accept Yeshua. And scripture backs us up. Let's look at some scripture. Look at Numbers. Numbers 15:13 says, everyone who is native born must do these things in the way when he brings an offering made by fire, an aroma pleasing to our wonderful Creator. That's Numbers 15, that was verse 13. Now verse 15:14 says, for the generations to come, whenever an alien or anyone else, now underline or highlight alien or anyone else, living among you, presents an offering made by fire, as an aroma pleasing to our Creator, he must do exactly as you do. So again, underline that, must do exactly as you do. Verse 15 says, the community is to have the same rules, underline same rules, for you and for the alien living among you. This is a lasting ordinance for the generations to come. You and the alien should be the same before a wonderful Creator. And then verse 16, the same laws and regulations will apply to both you and the alien living among you. So we hear the word alien, that seems kind of weird because we think aliens are out of space. But basically, who is an alien? And back then, in the Bible terms, they were referring to a non-Israelite Hebrew person was considered an alien or a stranger amongst the people. And it says clearly in the scripture we just read, they are to do exactly as those who they are making themselves a part of or who they are becoming amongst. Exactly the same things. It's one Torah, folks. One set of instructions for all people that believe in Him. Hallelujah. So it doesn't mean, living amongst them. It doesn't mean like physically going there and living amongst them. You don't have to be in Israel and physically amongst the Israelites to be living again amongst them. It refers to those who accepted Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah. And then we become family, all of us. Let's look at Romans 10. Romans 10:12 says, and in this it discriminates neither Jewish or non-Jewish people, for there is one Master Yahweh over them all, who is abundantly generous towards everyone that calls on Him. For everyone will call on the name of Yahweh will have life. Hallelujah. You understand? Scripture backs up everything I'm telling you here today, but the church and even out of the church and everywhere else, They're messing it up. They're mixing it up. They're saying there was Judaism and then there was Christianity. And I'm telling you that Christianity is a sect of Judaism. And Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah, came to set us free from the man-made Judaism. And no, he said, no, our Creator has given us a different set of instructions to follow. Now, which law or which Torah did he tell us to follow? And here's what we're going to talk about now, because there's a written Torah and there's an oral Torah. The written Torah was given to Moses, passed down from our wonderful Creator Yahweh, to write it down, and those are the instructions that we should be reading and studying. Then there's the oral Torah, which was a man-made traditions or man-made laws and regulations that did not come of our Creator. And they were trying to oppress this oral Torah amongst the people. But Paul and all the apostles and Yeshua leading the way said, no. It's the written Torah. That's what we are to follow. Those are the guidelines and instructions we're to follow. And he had opposition to the Pharisees and the sages that were teaching this oral teachings or this man-made teachings that weren't in the Bible. They weren't in the scriptures. You start realizing this. Say, okay, so the written Torah says to do certain things, how to do them, and where to do them. And just to give you an example, another example is when the Egyptians came with the Israelites out of Egypt, they now became part of Israel. They couldn't live taking their Egyptian customs with them. No, they had to start doing the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, the Torah, just like the Israelites who came out of Egypt were doing now. You could look at Numbers. You could look at so many other scriptures where it talks about The multitude coming out. Look at Exodus. The multitude coming out with the Egyptians, with the Israelites, and how they started to keep the guidelines and instructions. So here's what it comes down to. You have modern Judaism, which through its oral traditions have added to the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And then you have modern Christianity, which through its guidelines and traditions have taken away from the instructions of our Creator. Deuteronomy 4:2 says, "Do not add or take away, but keep my commandments." Do not add or take away, but keep my guidelines and instructions. That's what it says. Now there's many. There's 613. You say, we can't possibly keep 613. That's absurd. Well, we don't have to. We have to keep the ones that apply to us and not make excuses for them. And somebody says, well, you mean the Ten Commandments? I'm saying, if there was 613, there's more than just 10 that apply to us today, and you're not being taught that. There's more than just 10 being applied to us today, but it's not 613 that apply to us. For example, many of the guideline instructions are for women. I'm not a woman. I can't do them. They don't apply to me. Many are for farmers. I'm not a farmer. They don't apply for me. But there are many that do apply to me that I should be doing. And our Creator says they will not be burdensome. He says, if you love me, keep my guidelines and instructions, or keep my commandments, or as your pastor might say, keep the law. And they tell you we're not under the law. That's not what Scripture says, folks. The only people not under the law are the Gentiles or the heathens or the pagans that don't want anything to do with our Creator. But when you say that I'm going to start listening to the Father Yahweh and his Son Yeshua, you're saying I'm going to start following the guidelines and instructions of my Creator. Why would I not listen to him if he gave me life? He gave me eternal life. He gave me a second chance. He saved me from death row through dying for me. Why would I not listen to him? That just doesn't make any sense, folks. And that's what people are teaching. The commandments are for any person who decides to become a believer in Yeshua. And hallelujah, Yeshua died for us. And any fool out there that says he's just a man, they really don't understand this whole picture. But also, there are many people that are deceived and misguided, and they don't understand either that there's not two set of rules or laws or anything else. Our Creator doesn't change from the beginning of time. He's the same who he always was, and he knows what's going to happen. He knows what we're going to do. And he wants us to make the right choice. And that's why he says in Ezekiel 33:11, I take no pleasure of the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they can live. You know, folks, he says this over and over again. All will be well with you if you keep my guidelines and instructions. So we went back earlier. It says, my people die for lack of knowledge, or my people destroyed for lack of knowledge. We all have worldly knowledge, folks. What he's talking about in scriptures is, my people die for lack of knowledge of my instructions, of my guidelines. Now, we're all going to die a physical death, but he's talking about a spiritual death. Because it goes on to say in the scriptures, living against my guidelines and instructions is what sin is. Willfully making a practice to continually live against my guidelines and instructions. The scary part is, that's what the church is teaching. They're teaching you can willfully live against the guidelines and instructions and there won't be any consequences. Well, I'm telling you today, there are going to be serious consequences if you don't follow his guidelines and instructions. Your heart should be transformed to have a desire to follow his guideline, to follow his instructions. And that's what Yeshua taught. Yeshua said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. He wasn't saying this to scare people. He was saying this because if you love him, you will keep his guidelines and instructions. If you love your parent, you will listen to them. If you love your children, you will teach them. And our Father's trying to teach us. By giving us these guidelines and instructions, we have a whole book of testimonials of what happens when we don't listen, of what happens when we do, the consequences, and we also have the reward. We see the blessings that were amongst the people that did listen, the obedient people of our wonderful Creator. But stop getting mixed up and start getting out of this identity crisis, thinking you're any different than the Jewish people, the Israelite people, the Hebrew people, the people of the Old Testament. The Bible's not two books, folks. It's one book. And if you really want to have a clear understanding of this, you need to rip out the page that separates the original covenant from the renewed covenant, or the Old Testament from the New Testament. It's not two books. It's one book, and it's all standing for us today. The guidelines and instructions of our Creator will bless all of us, and they haven't changed. In Jeremiah, when he says, I give you a new covenant, he says, I take it off paper so it would be on your heart, so you would know it by heart. And the only way that's going to happen is we need to study and learn it. Some people say, well, I have the set apart spirit, so I know what it is. I don't have to read the scriptures. Well, you need to read the scriptures to confirm that what that spirit's telling you is the correct thing, and that's the right spirit speaking to you. Because there are many different spirits out there, and then they're not all telling you the truth. You need the set apart spirit, and the only way you're going to get that is by understanding, or at least the only way you're going to confirm that is by following the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, because that set apart spirit will never tell you to live against it. Folks, if you want to see the excitement and the blessings and all the good that Yeshua has in store for us, start living the way He told us to live, and you can have that. And question your pastors at your church and say, why haven't you taught me this? Why are you teaching against this? Why are you saying the law is done away with? That's like saying the guidelines and instructions are done away with. Do you understand, people? The law that was done away with, that Yeshua came to set man free from, was the man-made traditions of Judaism, not the written word of our Heavenly Father, Yahweh. When we get that right, we understand that. Maybe you could teach your pastors the way, the truth, and the life. Because that's what Yeshua taught us. And if it was really done away with, Yeshua wouldn't have said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening. I pray this message today blessed you. If you'd like to contact me, you can do so at my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. We have live fellowship every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on our YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries. Please join us on there for our live fellowship for 2 hours, 10 p.m. every Friday night. We also do live prayer on the YouTube channel at 7 a.m. every single morning. You could join us there for live prayer. Thank you again for listening, and may our wonderful Creator bless you and open up your eyes to His Torah, His instructions, and His guidelines. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministries.